Dreamscape presents Forever Her Marquis by Scarlett Scott. Narrated by Cornell Collins. For all the readers who have been asking for Clementine and Dorset's Happily Ever After, they are finally where they've always belonged. Chapter 1. She was in the wrong bedroom. Clementine realised her error the moment she swept into the chamber, breathless and abuzz with anticipation of the prank she intended to play on her friend, Lady Charity Manners. It was the scent that alerted her first. Musky and manly, with a decisive edge of citrus and a note of something richer. It was an enticing scent, she couldn't lie. The sort of scent that made her wonder to whom it belonged. And then it was the personal items neatly laid out on a nearby dresser, including a leather case that had been left open to reveal a brush, a razor, and a small tin of shaving soap. Beside that, a box of cigars and some matches. These were the trappings of men, and most certainly not the delicate, elegant brushes and pots to be expected in the toilette of a lady. "Oh dear," she muttered to herself. She had, quite clearly, managed to land herself in a gentleman's chamber. And the footsteps beyond in the hall, coupled with the deep masculine voices, told her that it was entirely possible the gentleman in question was about to return. Frantically, Clementine searched for a means of escape as the voices in the hall came nearer. But there was no other means of exit, save the door she had just entered. As a self-professed matchmaker, Clementine knew better than anyone just how damning it could be to find oneself unexpectedly alone in the wrong room with someone, particularly when she had no notion of who that someone was. Where could she go? How could she hide? A glance at the imposing high tester nestled against the far wall proved hiding beneath it an unreliable option. She would never manage to squeeze herself, bustle and all, under the frame. Her gaze lit on the voluminous curtains bracketing the window that overlooked the Sherborne Manor Park. Perhaps she could hide herself behind one half of the drapery. Frantic, she hastened across the Axminster before sliding behind the curtain. She scarcely had a moment to arrange the window dressing around her and attempt to flatten her skirts before the door to the bedroom swung open. "A game of billiards later, old chap." Her breath caught in her throat at the voice, for she knew exactly to whom it belonged. And the Marquis of Dorset despised her. The feeling was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?